CEOs, civic leaders, entertainers, and entrepreneurs. They all have something in common: the drive, vision, and heart to achieve success. Steve Klein is a renowned business consultant, author, and host of Playmakers Talk Show. Each week, he introduces you to another fascinating personality who will inspire, educate, and motivate you to persevere and find your own success. And now, here is Steve Klein.
Daniel Hudson Burnham said, "Make no little plans. They have no magic to stir men's blood." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today are two playmakers who make big plans. Our first playmaker has his Ph.D. in Beachology, while our next playmaker is one of the top 500 emerging companies in the U.S. that was given by Diversity Business. With us today is the CEO of a company that serves 19 million unique visitors a year to their website, while our next CEO also serves as a chairwoman of the board of directors for the Greater Dallas Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. These great playmakers are Steve Dumain, CEO of CheapCaribbean.com, and Wanda Grenier, CEO of Bridgework Partners, and we're going to begin today's show with Wanda. Wanda Grenier is CEO for Bridgework Partners, a human resources consulting and recruiting firm with a specialty in information technology staffing. Wanda's experience includes 17 years in the staffing, recruiting, and human resources consulting specialties. Bridgework Partners is 85% direct hires and staff, while 15% of their business is human resources consulting services in order to maximize performance of their client teams. Wanda is also actively involved in the Greater Dallas Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and serves as a 2014-15 Board of Directors Chairwoman. Wanda, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve. Glad to be here.
Well, you've been in the human resources and recruiting business for a while, 17 years. What brought you to that career?
That's a good question. I love people, so I'm a people person and building a people company. And I think that HR and the team that you build together is so critical to the success of any organization. So being a driver, being a leader, and being an advocate for people, diversity and inclusion, I felt like that was really my calling to go and help people. I personally get a great amount of satisfaction when we can bridge a solution together and get some dynamic results for the consultant, the client, and the individual seeking help.
Hence, Bridgework Partners. And I hadn't thought about that. You talk about diversity because of all the different people you work with, but it is a people business, probably as much a people business as any business is. And you probably thrive in that as you get to work with people.
That's right. I do.
Well, why start your own company? And did Bridgework Partners, did that name come from what you just mentioned?
You know, it's a good question. It did come from, there was thought put into why Bridgework Partners, and we felt like we were connecting people, solutions to try to get results. And it was all about the bridging. And we could leverage channel partners. We could leverage our HR and IT advisors. We could leverage all the people dynamics to make the results go.
How does your business then tie in with the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce? Because you're putting a lot of time and effort into that. How do you tie the two together?
The two together, you know what, when we first put our business plan together years ago, because we launched in 2008, and I had a dream back in the 90s that I was going to pull the Maverick card and open up my own company. So it being Hispanic owned, you know, going, the logical thing would be get involved in some organizations that match who you are. And so that's where we went, is to the Chamber. And the Chamber is a 75-year-old organization. We just celebrated our diamond year last year. It's very exciting. We're the number two chamber in North Texas as far as size. So getting involved in the Chamber just really made sense. Hispanic-owned company, all about people. Seeing the work that we do at the Chamber really just does warm my heart. We do a lot around education. We do have a tremendous scholarship program called Stars on the Rise. It's 32 years old, and we've raised over $25 million to open the doors for kids that need someone to hold them by the hand and say, you can do it.
Well, let's tie that into your business now. You're talking about the scholarships been raised for the Greater Dallas Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. You also have a program with your people called Give Back. Let's talk about that for a moment before we talk more about your business. What is Give Back?
Give Back is a philanthropy program, and when we were going out to seek and create Bridgework Partners, you know, I took a step back with my business partner and said, we know we're going to be an HR company. We know we're going to be for-profit. We're going to try to help people in their time of need and help clients with HR solutions, but what is the bigger cause and the bigger calling of our organization? I want to leave a legacy behind when I leave this world. And so I feel like it's our socioeconomic responsibility to do something for others. And so we created the Give Back program. Really what it does, it allows our employees to go out and give time on company time to causes that they're near and dear to. And so as a matter of fact, tomorrow we're going to the American Red Cross as part of our team meeting, but as part of inspiration to the team that there's more out there. We're here to help people, but there's ways to grow it bigger than that. So all of it ties together. So going back to the chamber, you know, I was very touched by a lot of the work they do for small businesses, disadvantaged businesses, opening the doors for scholars. And I felt like that just tied all together with who I am, who our company is, and our Give Back program.
All these nonprofit organizations need and want money, but most importantly, they need people actually doing things. As a volunteer, you're offering that. We're speaking with Wanda Grenier. Wanda is CEO of Bridgework Partners. Her website is bridgeworkpartners.com. Let's talk more about your business. What makes you stand out? What makes Bridgework Partners different than other staffing firms?
I think there's three simple core values we're about. The first, it's customer, community, and culture. Customer, it's take care of our customer. If we don't, someone else will. So we use metrics and evaluations to make sure that our customers are feeling as though we're hitting the mark through some of our satisfaction surveys. As far as the community, I think that we are very passionate about finding people that care about the community. I think that we make a difference. We give our employees that time that they can go out and do for society. I think our culture is amazing. Next year, we're actually going to be taking our team to Cabo for a long team building just because weekend we were voted the number two best small company to work for the Dallas Business Journal. So we get that honor because our people say the things about us that we do. We celebrate successes along the way. They're champions. I could not have this company without them. And they feel it. And our loyalty, our tenure is very long. And so we give that back to the community. We give that back to our customer. They get long, steady performers that want to be here. They're excited to make a difference. They're excited to help our clients. And I think our people is what makes us different.
I'm looking at the back of your business card, and should you meet Wanda, you'll get it. And on the back of it is different awards or positions you've held. You were 2014 Supplier of the Year, 2013 Top 500 Emerging Businesses, 2011 Regional Supplier of the Year. But the one that I think is the best one, this is only my opinion, and you were talking a little about this, is the 2012 Best Places to Work in Dallas, because that comes from your people. It doesn't come from you. How did you receive that award? What are the type of things you do with your people to make your place, Bridgework Partners, such a great place for people to work?
I think with our people, it's constant challenge of them to be the best they can be, constantly looking at where they will thrive and succeed and putting them in places to have a lot of autonomy, to be self-directed. And I think a lot of the people, they want to feel empowered. They want to feel as though this company is theirs. We do everything we can to make them feel like this is not my company. This is not my business partner's company. This is our company. This is your company. And the sky is the limit. And to open the door like that for your people and let them feel so empowered, it is amazing what they'll do for you. I cannot count the hours of nights, weekends that these employees have poured into Bridgework Partners to make a difference. And at the end, we celebrate. You know, you see us out bowling. You see us out, you know, having a great time. Our culture is very fun. It's very alive. And because I think there's just more to work, it's about our people. And if we take care of them, they will take care of our customer and our community. And it gets right back to our three very simple core values.
And those are the three C's: community, customer, and culture. It's interesting you said there. One of my favorite books is called The Customer Comes Second. That's all about the CEO taking care of their people, because if you take care of your people, they'll take care of the customer. If you don't take care of your people, they take it out on the customer. So you've understand that. Congratulations on that. Well, you are a specialist because you're primarily in IT recruitment. Why did you move there and become a specialist in that area?
That's a good question. I think that technology is just changing. It's ever changing. The way people use mobile devices, the way they use the internet, the way they use social media and YouTubes. And so I find it to be a real fascinating field. When I was at Fidelity Investments, I had a lot of knowledge, gained a lot of knowledge on the whole IT side, the Java developers, software developers and whatnot. And I just felt like it's a changing market and I like fast pace. I like things that are thriving. And so I took a liking to that particular specialty and built it.
Now, you also do HR consulting services. Do you act as a company's HR department for them?
That's a good question. What we do is we come in. Our specialty on the HR side is really companies that are up to about 500 employees. On the recruiting side, we're helping companies that have up to 40,000 employees, and they can be national, international, local. On the HR consulting side, how we came into that is our big need to help. And we see a lot of companies in our space that are at the 100 mark, at the 200 mark, and they do not have HR processes in place. So we come in and we lend a hand in that area. We also have advisors. We also have channel partners. So the problem or the situation or the idea of where they are here today and where they need to go is bigger. And when it involves more expertise, then we pull those individuals in to help them. But it all goes right back to we're trying to make the most out of their people organizations, and everywhere we can lend a hand, we're going to. And that also leads us to our channel partnership methodology. It allows us to expand outside the walls of, if I don't know the answer, then I will go find you the answer. And I will try my best to bring in an expert that will help you take your organization in the direction you need to go in.
Wanda, you're a people builder, both within your organization and outside your organization. But I'd like to ask you this final question. You've been relatively successful. You've won some awards. You are the chairwoman of the Greater Dallas Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. What advice would you offer a woman, specifically, even a man, but a woman that is going into business? What would help her become successful based on your experience?
I think women sometimes tend to be a little shy. They ask once, and if you don't say yes or help them, they move on. I think that that's just the nature. I think minority women in particular do that as well. But I think that one of the pieces of advice I give to other women is to find you a mentor, find you a coach. And it can come in, it can be more than one. You find a grand coach that can look at where your weaknesses are, and you can drill into that, and you can focus on one part of your development at a time. But I think to think that you can tackle everything by yourself, I think you're shortchanging your potential. So my big advice is to find a coach and go grow from there.
There you go. And that applies to men, women, minorities, whatever. It's somebody that can help you see you from the outside looking in. Tell everybody one more time how they can get a hold of your company and you.
Okay. So my name is Wanda Granier, CEO of Bridgework Partners. Our website is www.bridgeworkpartners.com. You can call me. You can email me, Wanda@bridgeworkpartners.com, or you can send a general email to info@bridgeworkpartners.com.
Well, Wanda, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Wanda Granier is CEO of Bridgework Partners. Don't go away. We have more. We're going to talk about sand and beaches with the CEO of a company called CheapCaribbean.com. His name is Steve Dumain. We'll be back with Steve right after this.
Operation Kindness is the oldest and largest no-kill animal shelter here in North Texas. Each day, its staff and volunteers care for an average of 300 homeless dogs and cats in its shelter in Carrollton, plus 100 more animals living in foster homes throughout the Metroplex. Learn how you can adopt, donate, or volunteer with this nonprofit group by visiting their website at operationkindness.org or by calling 972-418-7297. operationkindness.org.
Their names are Vivian, Bryce, Zoe, and Joshua, ages 5 to 12. They are part of a very exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They've all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. Each year in DFW, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer." Wipe Out Kids Cancer helps families cope and support researchers looking for a cure. Our mission is simple: to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. Learn more at wokc.org.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. We're going to talk beaches this segment. We're going to talk to Steve Dumain. It's tough loving the beach as much as Steve does because he still has a company to run as CEO. He's just as passionate about CheapCaribbean.com as he is about the Caribbean itself. Founded in 2011 with more than 1.1 million customers served, 19 million unique visitors a year, and more than 505 resorts and 47 destinations, CheapCaribbean.com is the ultimate resource for true beach lovers looking for a vacation to the Caribbean and Mexico. Steve joined CheapCaribbean.com as CEO after holding executive positions at Travelocity, Expedia, Sabre, and Hotels.com. Well, Steve, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Well, thanks for having me, Steve.
Well, I mentioned something at the very top, and I really want to know about this. How did you earn your BHD, that's BHD, in beachology?
Yeah, so that has been years in the making, Steve. Growing up, we often went to the beach. I had a very good opportunity to travel throughout my life, both on business and pleasure, and experience beaches around the world. But it really came together when I had the opportunity to come to CheapCaribbean.com about a year ago. All we do at CheapCaribbean.com is sell beach vacations to the Mexico and Caribbean. It's a tremendous focus. It gives us great depth of knowledge in terms of what we sell and the experience that we provide. And being part of the company and being in market at those destinations has really formally given me my BHD in beachology.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but you guarantee the best internet rate compared to your competitors. Is that correct?
That is correct. We traditionally, Cheap Caribbean has been very price focused. We want to be competitive. We want to give people the very best value, no matter if you're booking a 5-star or a 4-star or a 3-star property. And we guarantee that. We have an aggressive and I think one of the best price match guarantees in the industry, where we will match you and we'll give you $150 towards your next vacation if you find a lower rate.
And yours are basically all-inclusive, is that correct?
That is correct. We primarily focus on all-inclusive resorts. These are places where we sell a package, and you need to get yourself on the plane and not worry about anything else. And
so
you don't have to take your wallet out for the entire vacation. All of your drinks, food, etc. are included.
Now, as I was interrupting you a few moments ago, I apologize for that all-inclusive is not cheap. This all-inclusive is luxury. You mentioned 3-, 4-, and 5-star hotels.
That's correct. These are places, and it's a product that has really evolved over the last 15 years. On the top end, you have properties that are top shelf alcohol throughout. Many of the properties have 8 different restaurants, a la carte dining, not just the buffet, no reservations required, large rooms. The facilities themselves are incredible, multiple beaches. So it is a really terrific experience.
We were talking about cruises before the show started, but this sounds like it's a cruise without the cruise. You get everything that you'd get on a cruise by paying one price right there at that one local property.
That's exactly right.
Well, what really is CheapCaribbean.com, and how did it get started? How old is it?
Sure. So the company started in 2000, just a great history. The founder was actually helping friends and family book travel to the Caribbean because he enjoyed the Caribbean. And then he figured out, hey, I could actually create a business out of this, started that out of his garage, and grew it throughout the years. The company was acquired in August of 2013 by the Apple Leisure Group, of which we're currently a part of. And, you know, it's been a terrific ride with tremendous growth. We had an opportunity recently to kind of look at our brand again. And while we'd always been extremely good from a price perspective, which is very important in the travel space because you don't want to be the person that feels like, gee, I didn't get a good deal. We really looked at the brand and we felt like what made us unique is that we're beach lovers. And all we sell is beach vacations. And so there are many other players out there that are full-service online travel agencies, and they will, you know, sell everything, you know, thousands of destinations, hundreds of thousands of properties. But we're just selling the beach. And so that means that we have a team, all of whom are employees. They're all U.S.-based. And they've all been to the destinations that they sell and serve. And we think that's a real differentiator for us.
mentioned differentiators. So how do you differentiate yourself from some of the other major competitors, Orbitz, Expedia, et cetera?
Sure. I think you would find the experience far different. As I mentioned, those other full-service online travel agencies are really trying to be all things to all people. When you look at the product that we're selling, is a package product, and it an all-inclusive is different than a normal hotel. And so having that depth of content and information such that a customer can be confident in the choice that they're making is a real differentiator. In terms of the service that we offer, as I mentioned, are BHDs in Beachology, who are all employees. We don't outsource or offshore any of that. As when you work with a major online travel agency, you will often be talking to someone perhaps based in the Philippines who has never been to the destination that you're looking to go. So it is a really fundamentally different experience.
So you and your people are scoping them out all the time.
That is absolutely true. Our BHDs, they often have what we call FAM trips or familiarization trips, where we take them down into destinations, and they're able to see all the new properties that are coming up, so they really understand what they're selling.
We are speaking with Steve Dumaine. Steve is CEO of a company that his website's easy to remember because that's the name of the company, CheapCaribbean.com. Well, you're an expert in Beachology. Can you provide us any tips on what we should do to find the best values out there?
Sure. So one of the things in travel in general that people may not realize, but booking a package can often create significant savings. And the reason why that happens is that suppliers, when you talk about airlines and hotels, are trying to maintain their published rates. And so they don't really like to discount when they've got some inventory left unsold. But when they're packaged together, they are in effect able to hide the discount by having them put together. And therefore, when you book that package, you're actually able to get significant savings versus what you would get when you book them individually. So that's number one. Number two is, obviously, there's a tremendous amount of seasonality on these beach vacations. And so typically Q1 from January to March is the peak period of the year, and things are going to be a bit more expensive during that time period. When you get outside of that time period, and particularly now during the summer and also later in the year, there are some tremendous opportunities for discounts at these resorts. And so I think time of year really matters on this. The third thing I would mention is we actually offer a unique product we call Deal of Fortune, which is where you can go select your destination and dates, and we will offer a group of properties that we will name, so say three properties that you can book at a discount of up to $700 of savings additionally. And then we tell you a week before you depart which of those properties that you'll actually be staying with. So long as
you're comfortable. This is relatively exciting. You're not quite sure where you're going to, other than the fact you can pack correctly.
Exactly. And so long as you're comfortable with any one of those properties as a location, then you're going to have a great experience and you're going to save a lot of money.
And my guess is that prices change all the time, and you're able to focus on the lowest price for them.
That is correct. And another way that we do that, actually, that's unique to CheapCaribbean.com, is typically the main way people search for travel is they go onto a site, they enter the destination and the dates in order to get pricing and different options as far as availability goes. And that works well when you know exactly when you're going and where you're going. We have a feature on the website called our Beach Finder. And what we do there instead is we ask people, hey, what kind of budget are you looking for? And then we show you all the series of packages that are available during different travel windows and some of our very best deals. And so it's a different way of shopping where rather than having to hunt and peck through different dates of, hey, where can I get the best deal, you can actually have a much smoother experience.
This sounds like it's similar to buying your auto insurance. You figure out what price you want to pay. You find out what fits in there. Now, you have an 800 number on your website. I have your 800 number on my website, PlaymakersTalkShow.com. Can customers, potential customers, call your offices and talk to your people and ask and act, be a consultant for them?
Absolutely. So our business, we do about 60% of our bookings online, but 40% through our BHDs and our call center. And so it's a huge channel for us. You know, typically, this is a fairly sizable purchase for people. And so you want to know that you're making the right decision. And that's what our BHDs are able to validate for our customers. That number is 877-279-9049. And you can reach us anytime, or you can go onto our site, cheapcaribbean.com, and start your search there.
Well, the last question before we finish, are there any new or emerging destinations that you're breaking into, and which are the hot ones?
Sure. There definitely are new destinations coming up through Caribbean and Mexico. Obviously, Cuba is at the forefront of people's minds with the relaxation of some of the regulations. We're currently evaluating our option for being able to offer Cuba packages in the next couple of months. This is it's a very exciting market, actually. It's the second largest destination in the Caribbean. Last year, they had 3 million visitors. Right now, that is primarily the Europeans and the Canadians with some Cuban Americans. But we think it's going to be poised for some pretty incredible growth. Beautiful beaches, and obviously the history there is also fantastic. Another destination that we recently launched last fall was Haiti. Haiti is actually a very interesting destination. We thought it was a bit more off the beaten path. But what we found is that we see a mix of family and individual travelers going to Haiti. And this is one of the things that I really love about this job is, first, I personally enjoy travel a lot, and so creating great experiences for customers every day is obviously thrilling. But in addition to that, for the region that we serve, tourism is a huge economic engine. And so we're able to bring tourism into these markets where they might not normally have the level of jobs and opportunity without that tourism. So being able to open a market like Haiti is, we see there's really two sides of the coin that we're creating benefit around.
Steve, I want to thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show. Great information about the Caribbean. Again, Steve Dumaine is CEO of CheapCaribbean.com. Thank you very much for joining us. This has been a terrific show. Join us at PlaymakersTalkShow.com where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com. We're going to be back next week with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join him again next Friday at 3 p.m. for another sit-down with DFW's most interesting Playmakers.